Welcome to Your Bookkeeping Matters. I'm Lisa Turner, bringing you short and snackable weekly episodes on bookkeeping and business matters in an easy to understand way so you can be in control and confident that you know your bookkeeping matters. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hey there, it's time for a new episode. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome. Glad to have you along. And if you're a seasoned listener, welcome and thank you also for popping me in your ears again today. Our short and snackable episode we're diving into is all about a fundamental aspect of running a small business here in Australia, understanding business structures. Whether you're considering starting a business or reassessing your current structure, you need to have a good grasp on these basics to make informed decisions so you have the perfect structure for you. Let me kick off by telling you, whilst I know how to run my numbers inside out and take care of them for other business owners, I did not know enough about structures when I started my own business back in 2017, and I myself went with the wrong structure and had to change a few years down the track. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, what if I've got the wrong one? It's okay. It's fixable. It will take you some time and there are costs involved, of course, but nothing is set in stone forever. So if you feel like you've made the wrong decision and need to change, don't beat yourself up. You can change things. That's not what this episode's about. It's so you can know the basics and decide which one might be best for you. Firstly, what are small business structures? Well, in the context of running your business, it's the legal framework or the entity type which defines how your business is organized, how it's owned and managed, and of course, taxed. Each different type has different legal protections, different tax implications, and flexibility and growth options, which is why it's important you know the basics to help you ask more questions and work out with your trusty advisors which is best for you. There are three main ones here in Australia that I'm going to go through. There are others and many different ways you can set them up, but we're just doing the basics and three short and sharp ones today. One, sole trader, which is you as an individual, you are the business. Two, a company where there is a separate legal entity. And three, a trust, where there's a trust holding assets on behalf of another entity or another structure. Number one, and arguably the most common, is the sole trader. Being the most common doesn't actually mean it's the best. Each type is the best for someone. The sole trader ends up being the most common because it is cost effective and easy to set up. So most small business owners dive in here without giving it another thought. Now, a sole trader structure is where you as an individual are trading as a business. You're the same legal entity. There is no separation. Now, as I mentioned, this is the simplest form of business structure. So it involves running the business as yourself, the individual, without having to create a separate legal entity like a company. Now, because the business is you without any separation, you are also personally responsible for all aspects of the business, including all its debts and liabilities. So you own and operate the business as you. Now, all the profits of the business are taxed as your own personal income. And this is where a lot of business owners using the sole trader structure become a little unstuck. They think they're only taxed on the money they take out of the business bank account, when in fact, it's all the profit in the business is your personal income in the year you made the profit, no matter which bank account it's sitting in. And being a sole trader, there is also unlimited liability. Again, you're personally liable for all the debts and obligations of the business. If you're wondering what I mean by unlimited liability, let's pretend if you get into a sticky financial situation and wind up in a big amount of debt. As a sole trader, not having the protection of limited liability, all your personal assets, like your savings and your home, are at risk of being taken to cover the debts. Now, I might have made this sound all doom and gloom, and it's not at all. It's simply the way a sole trader structure is, and this is often perfect for someone starting out a business on their own, without any partners or other shareholders, because it is extremely straightforward and simple, and you have full autonomy or control over all the decisions. And with this simplicity, though, comes restrictions when it comes to raising capital or funds. And it's also restrictive in terms of expanding the business without partners or shareholders. So depending on your plans, the sole trader structure can actually limit your growth. Now, let's dive into another common small business structure, the company. A company is a legal entity created separate from the owners and has the limited liability protection and with room for more than one owner or shareholder and decision makers. If you have a company, you have limited liability, which means the owner's personal assets are typically protected. This company is a separate legal entity, which gives you a little level of legal protection because the business enters into contracts, buys things, and takes out loans or liabilities in its own name, not yours personally. And opposite to the sole trader, the company can have multiples of shareholders or directors. There does come with this shiny new company a formal structure with these directors to take care of the business and, depending on the level of setup, other decision makers. And this structure then has more compliance to do, more reporting, registrations, and company laws to follow. Please don't get stressed out by this though. If you have a stellar tax agent, your accountant, they will step you through all these things and manage a lot of the things in the paperwork for you. You do still need to know these apply and are part of the company structure, but if you have the right support, they're there to help you and take care of it with you. And lastly, with the companies, they're taxed differently. I am not an income tax person or specialist, and my eyes literally glaze over when this topic comes up. But companies are taxed at flat rates, which, depending on your personal circumstances, this can sometimes be better than the individual rates of a sole trader. Not always, and remember, it's depending on your circumstances, and every business and person is unique. This is why there's no right or wrong way to structure a business, only the right way for you. So the company benefits are limited liability, it's easier to raise capital or funds, and more clarity and room for growth. The drawbacks are higher admin and costs, and depending where you land tax-wise, you could be either better or worse off. So who might a company structure be perfect for? If you're starting a business and there is more than one owner, or there are lots of assets involved, or you have plans for significant growth, you might find the company is the perfect framework for you and your business. And for the third and last common structure we're taking a peek at the basics of today is the trust structure. A trust is completely different again, and this one holds the assets on behalf of what are called beneficiaries or people who can benefit from the trust. But unlike a company, a trust is not a separate legal entity. It's more like a relationship where a trustee manages the assets for those beneficiaries. This structure can be chosen or used for its flexibility and its unique asset protection setup. Now, the main advantage of setting up a trust is this flexibility in distributing or sharing around the income and protecting your assets, making the trust set up ideal for family businesses or for distributing funds in a specific tax process or way that benefits you and your business and your personal circumstances. And the trust again adds in the layer of protection, covering personal assets from any liabilities, depending on how the trust is set up. Because trusts themselves can be extremely complicated, and this again is not my wheelhouse. I'm sharing the basics with you so you can have an idea of these three common structures to help you ask more questions when you're talking to your tax agent and your solicitor, so you can make informed decisions when it comes to starting or changing structures. Now, please be mindful, it's because trust can be complicated. This can also be a negative because they can be tricky to set up and administer compared to other structures. But if you have it set up perfect for you and you have the professionals you need on your team looking after it, this won't be an issue at all. Some other negatives to consider: it can be costly because of this complexity, and there is limited control and there can be tax implications. So again, lots to consider when looking at this or any business structures. And there are, of course, many other ways to set up your business. And this helps highlight and bring me to my final point to share with you today, because navigating small business is tricky enough without trying to fly blind here and there and do things yourself. It's crucial to have discussions with your qualified tax agent and solicitor before doing important things like setting your business structure. There are so many things to take into account, and these trusted professionals are trained and have the experience and insights to guide you through the process. So again, you can make an informed decision which aligns with your specific goals and needs, because there is no one size fits all when it comes to structures. And please don't wait until after you've chosen or set up a structure to get professional advice. Get the advice first. Now, why did I decide to share all of this with you today? As I mentioned, I have myself personally been through the pain of changing from a sole trader over to company, which meant for me new zero files because it was a new entity, new bank accounts, new client contracts, new licenses and registrations. There is so much to do. You can check out a previous episode, The Hidden Pitfalls of Growth, Changing Business Structures, for more on what happens when you do change structure. Because even if one structure is perfect for you right now, it may not always be, and you could still need to change down the track, which is absolutely not a negative at all. But had I sat down and mapped out my plans and goals, what I wanted for my business, and spoken to a solicitor, I am 99% sure I would have skipped the sole trader and gone straight to a company structure. Let me be clear though, this is for my own personal circumstances. My point is, I wish I had known more and asked more questions. And I can see this is an extremely common theme, because I've stepped many, many business owners through the insanely time-consuming process of changing all their financials over from one structure to another, which most often could have been avoided if we had gotten ourselves some personalized advice from the specialists. So, the three structures we've had a look at the basics of today are: one, sole trader. It's no separate entity. It's simple, it's cost effective, but it has unlimited liability and can be restrictive when it comes to growth. Number two, the company, which is a separate legal entity. It has a limited liability and can be better for growth, but can be a little more costly to set up. Three, a trust. It is not a separate entity, but it is like a partnership and is someone looking after the assets for someone else. It can be great for asset and legal protection, but can be complex and costly to set up. And the most important key to share with you here today get help and advice to find the perfect structure for you. I can't emphasize this enough. To briefly touch on a related bugbear of mine before I leave you, make sure you get your advice from the right place, a trusted advisor, not some social media wannabe with no training, qualifications, or registrations. I wrote a whole ranty blog about this if you want to check it out. I'll link it in the show notes for you. The price you pay for unreliable business guidance on social media. You will be blown away by some of the issues that can cause. But this rounds out today's short and snackable episode on understanding the basics of small business structures. Thanks for popping me in your ears today. Time is precious and I'm grateful to be sharing some time with you. If you found this helpful, please leave a review. I would love to know how you're finding the show. Enjoy your day, and I will chat to you next week with more important business and bookkeeping matters.